Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, your open source intelligence for crypto, on March 7, 2026. Today, we focus on Bitcoin's price action amid regulatory shifts and geopolitical tensions, institutional movements, and key regulatory updates shaping the market. Bitcoin has slipped below the $70,000 mark after recently trading near $74,000. This pullback comes as profit-taking intensified alongside cautious positioning in derivatives markets. Adding to the pressure were weak U.S. jobs data for February and ongoing tensions in the Middle East. Exchange balances of Bitcoin are near multi-year lows, signaling a tightening supply that contributes to heightened volatility. On the policy front, regulatory scrutiny is ramping up globally. Dubai's Virtual Assets Regulatory Authority has ordered KuCoin to halt all unlicensed operations, warning residents against using the exchange. In the U.S., the Securities and Exchange Commission, under Chair Paul Atkins, who supports President Trump's call for clearer digital asset regulation, is advancing a review of market structure. An SEC roundtable scheduled for April 16 will discuss listed options market structure and may affect Bitcoin ETF leverage and volatility. Meanwhile, Pakistan has passed the Virtual Assets Act, establishing a formal crypto regulatory framework that includes anti-money laundering measures. From an institutional standpoint, Kazakhstan's central bank announced plans to invest up to $350 million from its gold and foreign exchange reserves into crypto-related infrastructure and companies. These investments, beginning in April or May, will focus on digital asset funds and tokenized equities, reflecting growing institutional interest in the sector. In other developments, Florida became the first U.S. state to pass a stablecoin bill with consumer protections and AML measures, supported by Governor Ron DeSantis. Binance continues to deny allegations of $1.7 billion in sanctions violations related to Iran, emphasizing its compliance standards during a U.S. Senate probe. Additional news includes Strike obtaining a New York Bit license and money transmitter license, enabling expanded Bitcoin payment services in the state. The launch of the first U.S. spot Polkadot ETF by 21 shares on NASDAQ, and the SEC settling with Justin Sun over Tron with a $10 million penalty. Looking ahead, key market levels to monitor include Bitcoin's ability to hold above $70,000 amid profit-taking and geopolitical uncertainty. The SEC's April 16 roundtable could also bring significant adjustments to ETF leverage and options market structure that impact volatility. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.